This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also inspected the new building and took note of its features. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal was also present during the occasion. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Mr. Modi will also address a public program later in the evening. Proceedings of both houses of parliament were today disrupted after uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including special intensive revision SIR drive of electoral roll in Bihar, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanding discussion on the SIR issue. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said SIR is under sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments moved by Port Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Earlier when the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the state of Manipur for the year 2025-26. Ms. Sitharaman made similar statements in the Rajya Sabha as well. The upper house also witnessed uproar on SIR and other issues. Amid din, the chair adjourned the house for the day. The parliament has passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill has already been passed by the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to replace the Indian Carriage of Goods by Sea Act 1925. The act establishes the responsibilities, liabilities, rights and immunities in case of goods carried from a port. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations have been carried out on a war footing in the Dharali region of Uttarkashi district following a devastating flood caused by a cloudburst over the Kheer Ganga River yesterday. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas today and carried out a detailed review of the relief and rescue operations at the disaster control room in Uttarkashi.
बचाव और राहत के काम में आईटीबीपी लगी है एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ और स्थानीय लोग सभी लोग बचाव के काम में लगे हैं कल लगभग 130 लोगों को रात को रेस्क्यू किया गया है और अभी लगातार खोजबीन जारी है काफी ज्यादा मौसम खराब होने के कारण से अनेक स्थानों पर मार्गों का संपर्क है वो कट गया है और कुछ पुल भी जो है क्षतिग्रस्त हो गए हैं उसके कारण से वहां पर पहुंचना भी मुश्किल हो रहा है लेकिन उसके बावजूद भी सभी एजेंसियां सभी लोग रेस्क्यू के काम में लगे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Chief Minister Dhami over the phone on the ongoing relief efforts and assured all possible assistance from the central government. NDRF Deputy Inspector General Mohsin Shahidi reported that around 150 people have been relocated to safer areas. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Normal life has been disrupted across various parts of Uttarakhand due to continuous rainfall over the past 3 days. In the hilly regions, landslides have blocked roads in several locations. Water level in major rivers of the state have risen significantly, with some crossing the danger mark. The administration is alerting the public and relocating them to safer areas. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across all districts of the state today. Meanwhile, in Rudraprayag district, due to continuous rain, the Kedarnath Yatra has been temporarily suspended for the next 24 hours for safety reasons. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand for today. The Reserve Bank of India RBI today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. The decision was announced this morning by the RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra after the 3-day meeting of its 6-member Monetary Policy Committee. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses for the second straight session. The market sentiment remained cautious as investors assessed the RBI's monetary policy decision and continued concerns after US trade policies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.